From NPR News in New York, this is the Bryant Park Project.
Live from the NPR studios at Bryant Park in Midtown Manhattan, this is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. News, information, constructive dialogue. I'm Allison Stewart.
Hey, I'm Rachel Martin. It's Tuesday, February 19th, 2008. The end of my long weekend, Allison.
Welcome back and happy birthday
Thank you. Behalf
of the staff and our listeners.
It was my birthday yesterday, and Allison had recommended something to me. You said, go on vacation in your town. Go on your vacation
so
in New York.
To do.
Pretend that you're coming in and you do the stuff that you never do in your regular life. So I did. I took taxis everywhere. I went to, you know, museums.
You saw something cute in a store. You bought it. You didn't think, do I need it?
I deserve this.
I'm on vacation.
It was great. I highly recommend it. It doesn't matter where you live. It doesn't have to be New York.
Go
on vacation
anywhere.
In your hometown.
Go to the
time.
Best restaurant in town. Have a good time. Well, welcome back. Glad
you
had
ma'am.
A good birthday. We've got a very, very full show. You came back on a big news day.
I know. There's so much going on. It's interesting. We're going to check in with a man named David Walenchinsky, and he has compiled a top 10 list of the world's worst dictators. Pakistan's president, Pervez Musharraf, is on the list. Fidel Castro is not, but his brother Raul is in the top 20.
We also have presidential contests today in Hawaii, Washington State, and Wisconsin. Now, did you think you'd be watching the Wisconsin primary with such anticipation? But with the Democratic delegate count so tight, Badger State in the spotlight. So we're going to find out, you know, what is Wisconsin about? It's an enigma wrapped in a riddle. We'll find out later on.
And privacy in the internet, an age-old issue. We're going to drill down on this. How much can your company eavesdrop on what you're doing right now at this very moment? A lot, actually. It's a story that we are ripping off from the headlines. I'm going to walk you through the day's headlines, the news headlines, in just a minute. But first, here is the BPP big story.
Fidel Castro is officially retiring as the leader of Cuba after almost half a century as commander-in-chief. In a message to the communist nation, Castro said he would not seek a new presidential term when the nation's legislature meets this Sunday.
The 81-year-old has not appeared in public for almost 19 months since he underwent emergency stomach surgery in July 2006. His younger brother, Raul, has been running the country since then and is expected to be nominated as president.
In response to the news, President Bush, who's traveling in Africa, said this.
Eventually, this transition ought to lead to free and fair elections, and I mean free and I mean fair. Not these kind of staged elections that the Castro brothers try to foist off as being true democracy.
The announcement marks the end of a reign that began in 1959 when Castro led guerrilla forces down from the mountains of eastern Cuba to overthrow U.S.-backed dictator Fulgencio Batista.
Castro's retirement closes a career that spanned the Cold War and survived U.S. wrath, assassination plots by the CIA, and the demise of the Soviet bloc communism. Now, if you want to get some idea of how long Fidel Castro was in power, this is what the news sounded like in 1959 when Castro celebrated the beginning of the revolutionary movement that brought him to power.
One million machete-wielding peasants jam the square before Cuba's national capital in response to the call of Fidel Castro for a celebration of the sixth anniversary of his 26th of July revolutionary movement. It is perhaps the greatest mass rally ever staged in the Western Hemisphere, a telling demonstration of Castro's sway over the Cuban masses.
Now, 2 years after that report, the U.S. broke off relations with Cuba. President Eisenhower's press secretary, James Hagerty, made the announcement.
There is a limit to what the United States and self-respect can endure. That limit has now been reached. Our friendship for the Cuban people is not affected.
Castro's retirement does not mean the end of one-party communist rule in Cuba, and his statement today said, quote, "This is not my farewell to you," but anti-Castro activists hope it's the beginning of the end.
Ninoska Perez of Miami's Cuban Liberty Council said of the news, quote, "The real celebration will be when he can no longer write about it."
That's the BPP's big story. Now let's get some more of today's headlines.